show them to all. Today's officer shall be Vamas Abchavchas. We are Sarah Chavzai and Obey is the bottom line. We're at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah. And today's officer sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh, Mim Sarabas, Biaka Moshe, Hernish, Shama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah had said, Ezu Mamzer Vachulu, and we had a three-way Machlaikas. What forbidden union creates a Mamzer? Rabbi Kiva said, even Chavi Lavin, Shimon HaTimni said, Chavi Karis, and Rabbi Shua said, Chavi Mises Bezin. So now the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Omer, Vakulhem, Me Eshas Av Lamdu, they're all learned from the Pasuk of Eshas Av. What does the Pasuk say? Chavchas Amar Alpha on top, Lo Yikachish Eshas Aviv, Lo Yigal Knaf Aviv, a man should not take the wife of his father. And the two psukim right after this in the pasuk, it talks about a mamzer. So we see that there's some sort of connection between this lav of marrying Eshes Aviv to creating a mamzer. So what's the limud? Rabbi Kiva Darish as follows: Ma Eshes Aviv miuchedes shibula yavai havlan mamzer afkal shibula yavai havlan mamzer. Just like Eshes Aviv, this pasuk we just mentioned, it's unique that there's a lav of la yavai and the child's a mamzer. Again, that's because of the proximity of the pasuk talking about mamzerim. So to all these surim that are bula yavai, the child's a mamzer. Even though Eshes Av really comes along with a chi of misa, since it's worded as lo yikach, that's what Rabbi Kiva says over here as lo yavai, but it's worded as lo yikach, which is the way regular lav is worded, so that's mashma, even chayve lavin will create a mamzer. So I say when they ask on this, hari almano kohen gadol, what about an almano marrying kohen gadol, the child should be a mamzer, but we know it's not. And the answer is that no, shanihi, that's different, shapirish b'chalol, because the pasuk says very clearly that if a kohen gadol marries an almano, the child's a chalol, and that's nothing to do with mamzeros. Again, that's because the pasuk points it out. Neshem v'netem nidarash, he darshan as follows, ma ishas av miuchedet, shechayven olay akaris b'dei shamayim, just like ishas av is unique, the person's going to be chayv karis b'dei shamayim, havlan mamzer, and child from that union is going to be a mamzer. Av kol shechayven olay akaris b'dei shamayim, so too anyone's going to be chayv karis b'dei shamayim, havlan mamzer, child's a mamzer. Now it's important to point out how Shimon HaTimni learns this. Even though the punishment for ishas av really is misa, as we just mentioned, shittas Rabbi Kiva, this fits under the rule kol davar shayu b'chalal v'yatzam min haklal lamed lo yalamed atzma yatza el lamed haklal kula yatza. Namely, anything that used to be part of a klal, and the pasuk singled something out of the klal, it's coming to teach us something regarding the klal. Namely, Eshes Av was part of the regular klal, the regular rule of regular rayas, and here we have the pasuk repeating it by saying lo yikach Eshes Aviv, and again that was in proximity to mamzerus. So must be that it's not teaching us something about itself; it's teaching us something about all the other rayas. And since all the other rayas are under the same umbrella pasuk of v'nichrasu hanefashos, specifically referring to karis, we learn from here says Shemana Temni that in a yisra rayas that it has a chi of karis to it, the child's going to be a mamzer. So saving that as follows, hare nido, what about a woman who's a nido? There's an isra karis to be with her, but a child born from a union with a nido is not a mamzer. The Gemara answers, no, shanihi, that's different, shein kasav basha er basar, because when the pasuk talks about the isra of a nido, it doesn't anything about a relative, meaning the isra that a person has to be with a woman who's a nido has nothing to do with his relative, and therefore the child's not a mamzer. Now going to the third shita, Rabbi Shua Darash, he darshan as follows, ma ishas av miuchad shechevan olam mises bezdin, just like ishas av, a person's going to be chayv mises bezdin if he lives with her, which is the pashtos, v'havlan mamzer, the child's a mamzer, av kol shechevan olam mises bezdin, v'havlan mamzer, so too, any chiv mises bezdin, the child's going to be mamzer. Now just further clarification in his shita, af agav Rabbi Shua amar habal chayseh vlad kasher, even though Rabbi Shua holds that if a person lives with his sister, the child is kasher and is not a mamzer, because a person's only chayv karis for living with his sister, not mises bezdin, the child's not going to be a mamzer, according to Rabbi Shua, maida, he still agrees, she'im chayseh vlad nekeva, that if the child was a female, she'i psulim min hakahuna, that she's possible for marrying a kayin. Another clarification, af agav Rabbi Shim ben Yehuda amar mishum Rabbi Shimon, even though Rabbi Yehuda says in Rabbi Shimon, goy ve'evet shabal abas Yisrael havlad kasher, that a goy or non-Jewish eved that lives with a Jewish woman, the child is kasher, that's because just an iser lav, why do they still agree? Shemaisa nekev, that the child's a female, shehi psulim akuna, that she's possible from kahuna. Now we have a story, chad bar nash asla gabed rav, a fellow came to rav, amar he said, begin to lite ime dehu gavra min armai, this fellow's mother, he's referring to his own mother, give birth to him from a non-Jew, I mean this fellow was saying, my father's a non-Jew, am I kasher or am I a mamzer? So amar le, rav told him, kasher, you're kasher. However, amar rav chama bar gurya, rav chama bar gurya told this fellow, hey, de aimach raglech, wherever your feet take you, that's where you should go, meaning you should quickly leave here, ad lo yaisi shmuel v'yaslinach, before Shmuel comes along and passels you. That's because Shmuel holds that this fellow who has a non-Jewish father is a mamzer. Why? Because Kiddushin isn't typhus with a guy, and whenever Kiddushin isn't typhus, Shmuel treats that just like a chiv kares, where Kiddushin isn't typhus. That's why I told him, quickly go away from here before Shmuel comes and says that you're a mamzer. Now, if I have the Rav Amar, Goy ve'evet shabal bas Yisrael v'ad kasher, even though Rav says that a guy or non-Jewish slave that lives with a Jewish woman, the child is kasher, mighty he agrees, she'im ha'sin akeva, she'i psulim akuna, that the child's a female, she's still possible to marry a kayin. Now, going back to our Mishnah with his three machlokes, and had told us very clearly that the halacha is like Shimon HaTimni, that a mamzer is born from a relationship that they would be chayv kares. Ask the Gemara, Maro lemer halacha kum Shimon HaTimni. Why is it seeming that the halacha is like Shimon HaTimni and not like one of the other two? So Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, he answers, because makam shenichlali kala raisli kares yasus eishes av la medcha la mamzer. This place over here, meaning this limud regarding a mamzer, comes from a klal, and that klal is grouping all the rais together and mentions them regarding kares. And this really, as we had explained before in Shimon HaTimni, that the holy limud from the pasuk of eishes av is telling us something about the general klal of a rais, and those Karis are all grouped under the umbrella pasuk of Venechrasu Anafashas, which tells us about a Chi of Karis, and so that's why it's seeming to go like Shimon HaTimni. But now we ask Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Machavshi Tasit Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. It seems to be there's a stira in Shitas Rabbi Yisrael Chanina himself. Taman who yalaf lay mechlala, vahachu yalaf lay prata. Over there, which is really referring to our case, he learns from the klal, whereas over here, he learns from the prat. Well, let's just get the basic idea clear before we get into the details. What the Gemara is pointing out is that over here in the Drasha regarding Mamzer, the klal is Karis, and we're learning everything from there, and we're dafka not learning from the prat, which is about Mises Bezdin. Because again, the prat, which is Ashes Aviv, that actually is Mises Bezdin, but we're not learning from that. We're learning from the klal, which is Karis. We're about to see Harbias Reb Chanina does the exact opposite in a different Drasha. He dafka learns from the prat. Where do we see this? The Tanya was taught in Nebraisa. The pasuk tells us, Mitzvah Hashem, namely in regards to bringing carbon chatas, it says if a person does a Dvera B'Shayeg, and that type of Avera is he was over on Mitzvah Hashem, so he has to bring carbon chatas. Now, Yisi Omer, I would say based off this pasuk, Af Eichel Shkatz Ramasim Bechlal, that even somebody who eats Shkatz Ramasim, he's included in this, that if he ate creepy crawlers and bugs B'Shayeg, you'd have to bring carbon chatas, and that's even though if he did it B'Mazid, he would only get Malkus, you would think they would have to bring a carbon chatas if he did it B'Shayeg. Our says, Bresar, we had done Loimar, we're going to judge the following Zer Shava. Now, Mar Kana says over here, Parhelm Darvish Al Tzibur, which is a congregational chatas that's brought when the majority of Am Yisrael is over alav. It says me'ene, and v'nemar alon, it says over there regarding this or avoid the zara me'ene. And what do we learn from here? Ma me'ene shemar alon darvish chayvan al shkasa chatzav al zdanich kares. Just like the word me'ene over there by avoid the zara is referring to something that if a person does a b'shagig he's chayv carbon chatas because it says that b'feirush, and if he does a b'mezid, meaning if he does avoid zara b'mezid he's chayv kares. So af me'ene shemar kan. So to the me'ene that's said over here regarding the parhelm Darvish Al Tzibur darvish chayvan al zdanich kares al shkasa chatas. This par is only brought regarding something that if a person did it b'mezid, he'd be chayv kares, and if he did it b'shegig, he's chayv achatos. And the drasha by extension is made regarding all lavim that if a person would have done such a thing b'mezid, he's chayv kares. So if he does it b'shegig, he's chayv chatos. But other lavim that one wouldn't be chayv kares for if they did them b'mezid, so they were not chayv achatos if they do it b'shegig. And here's the main point we're getting to. We continue asking if this is really so that we're comparing these two things. Why don't we say as follows? Ma me'enish tamer la'alon davar shiyash b'mises bezdin, just like the word me'ene that's said by avoid the zara. That's also something that's Mises Bezdin. We know that in certain situations, if a person is over by Zara, he's going to get killed by Bezdin. So, af me'enish namar kan davar shesh by Mises Bezdin. So, to over here, by carbon chatas, a person should have to bring such a thing in regards to being over something that one would be chayv Mises Bezdin for. And so, to this, Amar Yisrael Chanina, he answers that no, makam shiyatsa savay de Zara. We're dafka looking at the place, the pasuk, that the limud is being learned from in avay de Zara. Lelaman al mechuyavan krisus, that teaches us specifically regarding those who are chayv krisus. Loyatsa imam misa, that's proper girsa, el karis bolvad. We're not referring to Misa, only Karis, Avol Misa, Makam Acherbas. Misa comes from a different place. In other words, Dafka, this pasuk of Avoda Zarah that we're learning from, isn't referring to Mises Bezdin. It's only talking about Karis. You're right, there is a pasuk of Mises Bezdin by Avoda Zarah, but that's somewhere else. And that's not part of our drasha. The drasha of how we know when we're supposed to bring carbon chatas, which is being learned from Avoda Zarah, is Dafka being learned from the pasuk of Avoda Zarah that only talks about Karis, and therefore carbon chatas is only supposed to be brought when if the person had done the lav b'mezid, he'd be chayv kares. So now that we have this limud, chav chasam based on top, the Gemara repeats the question. Machal shitas Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Seems to be a steer shitas Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Taman hu yalaf lami klala. Over there, which is really our original discussion that we started out with, which is regarding mamzeros, that's learned from a klal. Vahacha hu yalaf lami prato. Over here, he's learning from the prat. As we explained in the case of mamzeros, we're focusing on the klal, and since the general discussion of arayas comes with the isur kares, so that's where mamzer is going to come from. But over here, when we're talking about when to bring a chatas, we're focusing on the prat, on the specific pasuk by Avodah Zarah, which is only referring to kares, and we're not looking at the klal. What's going on? It seems to be a stira. And the answer is, Taman nechlu kol ha-mitzvahs le-karbon. That's proper girsa. Over there, in the case of Avodah Zarah and Chatos, all the mitzvahs are really included as part of the karbon. Yatzah Avodah Zarah, l'laman al-mechuyav ha-karbonos, your Avodah Zarah is being singled out to teach regarding those who are chayav ha-karbon. In other words, over here, the drasha by Chatos is specifically being brought to exclude it from the klal. The klal was all mitzvahs one would have to bring karbon chatos for. Therefore, the drasha has to be focused on the prat to say no, not all mitzvahs, only one that comes along with the chi of kare. So that's why we're focusing on the prat, on the specific pasuk of avodah zarah. But over here is chamei merhacha. Could we say over here nichlu kol arayas lamamzer that all arayas are included in mamzer? No, we don't have a specific pasuk that tells us that anytime there's an iser erva that creates a mamzer. Nowhere do we see that. Therefore, our drasha could work differently. Yatzas eishes av lamed al mamzer. We can take this pasuk of eishes av, which is being singled out, and say that that's teaching us something about mamzer, but only in regards to the general klal of arayas, which is kares, and not Mises Bezdin. So therefore, there's no stira in Shitas Rabbi Yisrael Chanina how he learns these two different drashas. And moving on to halacha dezayin, the last halacha in the parak, the Mishnah tells us, Ishtai Shemesa, if a man's wife died, Matar Bachais, he's allowed to marry her sister. Also, Girsha, if he divorced divorces wife, umesa, and then she died, mutar b'chayse, he's allowed to marry her sister. Also, nisis la'acher, if after he divorced his wife, she married somebody else, umesa, and then she died, mutar b'chayse, he's allowed to marry her sister. Similarly, yivimta shemesa, if a man's yivama died, mutar b'chayse, he's allowed to marry her sister. And chalatz law, let's he did chalitza to her, umesa, and then she died, mutar b'chayse, he's allowed to marry her sister. And nisis la'acher, umesa, if she married somebody else and she died, mutar b'chayse, he's allowed to marry her sister. Gemara quotes the Mishnah, ishtei shemesa, mutar b'chayse v'chulu. Now it's mashma that habeima aser. He's not allowed to marry the mother of his yavama when she dies. Only when his yavama dies is he allowed to marry her sister, but not her mother. The problem with that is loikin amar Yaakov or acham shirim blazer. Didn't he tell us previously the shemeres yavam shemesa mutar beima, that if his shemeres yavam died, he's allowed to marry her mother? So it's a steer to the mashmas of our Mishnah. The answer is that you're right. If his shemeres yavam died, he is allowed to marry her mother. It's just that el begin to ninon chalitzla umesa mutar b'chayso. Since the Mishnah said a case that if he did chalitza to her and she died, he's allowed to marry her sister. But in that situation, habeima aser, then when he does chalitza to a woman and she dies, he's not allowed to marry her mother. That's because the moment he does chalitza to her, as we already know, the relatives of his chalitza are aser to him, so he's not allowed to marry her mother. Lefum kim tana chaisa, that's why he mentions her sister. But you're right, if she was just a shemeres yavam and then she died and he didn't do chalitza to her, then he would be allowed to marry her mother. Hadronach parachat lo vimtai. Also, we're finishing the fourth parak of the Masechta. Just like we're going to finish this parak together, we should be going to finish the entire Masechta's Yavams together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. Moving right to the brand new parak. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Ein get achar get." There's no get after a get, which means that's why we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven's married to two women, Rachel and Leah. They're not sisters; they're just random women. And then Reuven dies without children, so Rachel and Leah are falling to Shimon. So Shimon gives Rachel a get. For all intents and purposes, that's considered like a chalitza. Therefore, if he then gives Leah a get, that's nothing. Ein get achar get. So he's aser to Rachel's relatives, but he's not aser to Leah's relatives. Also, v'loy mimer achar mimer. If he does mimer to one of them and then mimer to the other, the second mimer is nothing. Also, v'loy beila achar beila. V'loy chalitza achar chalitza. Doing bia to one and then bia to the other one, the second one is nothing. That's just called bia's nos, and chalitza to the second one also is nothing when he already did chalitza to the first. However, chamim l'chamim say that yesh get achar get va'achar mimer, a get after a get and mimer achar mimer, that does have validity to it because get is not considered 100% like chalitza and mimer is not considered like 100% marriage. Avol loy l'achar beila v'loy l'achar chalitza klum, but after he's bail her or does chalitza to her, doing another bia after that to the other one or chalitza to the other one, that's nothing because we know that bia is a full marriage, it's a full year. As in that case, the Chacham agree that bia to the other one is nothing, and chalitza as well. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah from Gamliel, Omer, Ein get achar get v'chulu. And in the remainder of the Gemara, we're just going to be discussing mimer with a three-way machlokes, what exactly mimer is. The pasuk tells us yavama yavay aleha, that her yavama should come onto her. Zah bia, that's mashma. We're talking about bia. Then when the pasuk says l'kachalay le'isha, that he should take her as a wife, that's redundant. So that's mashma zah mimer. That's referring to mimer. Now yachal, you might think shem shabia gameres ba kachia mimer gamer ba, that just like bia is 100% complete kenyan, so maybe mimer is the same thing. So Tom Lewis, the pasuk says yivama yavay aleha v'yivma. We have this extra emphasis, and that tells us that ira is called a parsha kul liyibum. The whole parsha, the whole topic, the whole discussion is really focusing on yibum. Namely, we learn that habia gameres ba ve'ein ha'mimer gamer ba. The bia, that's a full kenyan, but mimer is not. Now, v'im kain if so, ma'hayol ba mimer. So, what does mimer help? The answer is lo isra la'achin. It answers her to the brothers. And this she's rabban that we've already had multiple times throughout the masechta. Namely, that mimer is a quasi kenyan. It partially is kind of her, but partially not. It's kind of her in as much as that she's usher to now marry the brothers, but it's not considered a full kinyan. The brother that did mimer to her is not considered 100% husband. It's not really a full yibam. Now Reb Shimon says that hamimer oy kaina oy laikaina. Mimer is either or. It's either 100% kinyan or it's 100% not a kinyan. Now my time is Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon's svara? So here's the first option. The pasuk says yavama yavay aleha zehabia. Then it says l'kachalay la'isha zehamimer. And so we would say that k'shim shabia gameres ba kach hamimer gamer ba. The same way that bia is a 100% kinyan, so to mimer is 100% Kenyan. That's one side of the coin. Or maybe look at the other way around. Yavama yavay aleha, the pasuk tells us. And then when it says l'kachalay l'isha, that teaches us varehi l'kuchalay, she's considered 100% acquired to him through the bia. And v'hamimer loy hayol baklom, mimer does nothing to her. It's only bia and not mimer. So those are the two options in Shitas Reb Shimon. Or lozim narachaymer, he's a third shita. He tells us hamimer kaina kinyan gamer b'yavama. Mimer is a 100% Kenyan with the yavama. Matam with Reb Lozim narach. What's Reb Lozim narach? That's because ulakachaloi leisha, the pasuk says. The focus is over here that he's taking for as a wife. What do we learn? Harehi kikdushe isha. This is just like the kedushin of a regular woman. Chavta someone off on the top. Ma kedushe isha kaina kinyan gamur. Just like when a man is makadesh a woman, that's a 100% kinyan. Af hamimer kaina kinyan gamur. So to mimer is a 100% kinyan. And we're stopping for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow with another brisa. Continue to discuss mimer. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.